pig, from what we could see here on the screen, didn't show at all, but it looked pretty good.
Oh, she's great, isn't she? Oh, she's a good girl. She's her own. Also, I definitely have to get into her mode, but I'm just, you're so lucky when you've got something blood and with the heart, the size that she has to set off around a course like this. Everything didn't go totally to plan. I definitely went to plan B or plan C with some striding patterns that I thought I might do at certain fences, but for the first time in her life, she felt off the bridle and quite tired going to between 3 and 4 minutes. And I've not experienced that with her, but I was definitely conscious that has all the preparation been all right? She's not run that much this summer. And she's getting older. Have I got this right? But I just sat a bit easier on her for the next sort of decent minute, apart from at the jumps where I sharpened her up. But as soon as she then got the downhills, I gave her a kick at the top of the downhills to really freewheel down and think this is fun and get, that they don't take anything out of themselves going down. They can really fill their lungs, can't they, and take a deep breath. And that really helped, because then she hit the bottom of the hills and tigered her way up. And, when I kicked her, once you've got the dairy mound done, you know that you can get home and just keep riding. And she's a hearty, she's a hard little thing, isn't she? And off she goes.
And would that bit of flatness, say 4 or 5 minutes, would that just be the intensity of the course it could be?
I have no idea, to be honest. I mean, it runs the same way as it did last year, and she ran well last year. But they're horses, aren't they? They're not machines. You think, oh, but she did this last year and she did that last year. You don't know what mood she makes up in or how she feels or... they've got their own minds and their own feelings towards the whole thing, and you just have to cross all them when you get to it. But
can I know you mentioned to John as well, but her prep run at Keys the other day, I was there, and she decided she didn't want to go and jump into the water, and then how do you deal with that then, coming into a burly?
It starts stressing quite a lot actually, to be honest, because she's never refused a fence in her life. Yes, she might have had a run out at something if you got your line wrong and it's not gone, but she's never got to a fence and said, no, I'm not jumping it. And to be honest, she's that sort of horse that she'd nearly die for you rather than say, I'm not going. And so there was no issue of, right, this needs a school and this needs a sort out. It was definitely more worrying, there's something amiss. And it wasn't till just leading her to the field the next day how she just led with me a little bit cautiously. Because she usually strides out and she's quite, positive on her feet. And it just felt a little bit cautious. And I had been just umming and ahhing about her feet slightly, and so our farrier Stephen did a great job. He was straight out, and we had a good fiddle around there without trudder. You can't do anything drastic at that stage, but a little rim pad between the shoe and the foot, just to take out the concussion on it, and a lot of attention to how the balance was. And just then we splashed through the water at home on Monday and Tuesday this week, because I was at the European straight after Keyser. And I just went on confidence, thinking her adrenaline will be up. If she's not comfortable, she'll let me know at the leaf bit. If she was going to duck and dive at the leaf bit when she's already been off that drop twice and not feel happy on her feet, I'd know. And I'd just put my hand up and say, it's another day. But she felt exactly like she normally felt.
And looked great through the trout hatchery.
Really good through the trout hatchery. So I was delighted. I think I had a little wave because everyone was cheering, and I had a little cheer to myself to say, thank God that's over. But no, she was good. She felt totally fine. So.
And she looked, well inside the time, and looked to come back here full of running. So exciting for tomorrow.
Inside the time, I know. I haven't managed it. I don't think I've ever managed it at Burley, and I've been close sometimes. 2 or 3 seconds. Annoyingly close, but there's no excuse with a horse like that that can keep punching all the way to the end. But I definitely was slightly concerned at minute 4 that was she as right as she can be, but she was great.
Brilliant stuff, well done, best luck for tomorrow.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks.